All right. Check. And last little minute. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone, to So Luminous Radio with my favorite show, always, here with my friend, my soul sister, psychic channel and healer, Joni Isinger. Hi, Joni. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Michelle?
Really well. There's lots of energy blowing around in this atmosphere.
There sure is.
All right. Well, let's get down to business here because we have quite a few people already on the line right on time. Welcome, everybody. Just as a preface before Joni begins, we're going to try to get to everybody. The more clear you are and the more courageous you are with sharing your name, you don't have to share your whole name, but just get clear in your questions and get into a place where you're able and willing and, you know, to receive what Joni's gift will bring to you. And just get curious, you know, use that energy that's blowing around here to get curious and let's help the channel it, right? So, Joni, go ahead. Tell
Basically,
us a little bit about yourself.
How I got to be this away.
Yeah.
Quick rundown. I'll keep it brief because I think there are quite a few people that would like a reading.
Yeah.
I am Joni Isinger. I'm in central New Jersey now. I used to be on Long Island. I'm a conventionally trained social worker by trade. I don't do this anymore. I didn't believe in any of this. I thought this was bunk. I thought that the people who were psychics and healers were sociopaths or flakes. A lot of judgment there. And then around 2003, 2004, 2005, right around that time, I had a dark night of the soul, chemically sensitive, homebound. I was going to die, if we could quote Rosanna Dana. And an energy medicine practitioner came on my path and started healing me. He introduced me to the spiritual gurus like Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, and I started reading spiritual literature, which I had not read before. And I started awakening, and as I awakened, I became gifted with abilities. So I started doing hands-on healing, channeling departed ones and pets, seeing into bodies, jumping into other lifetimes, clearing spaces, auras, aligning, repairing chakras, identifying a person's divine purpose, activating healing hands, going into the Akashic records. I could put my hand up to a mirror and go through the mirror with my body and go into other realms, could do healings on animals, plants, and crystals, channeling them, communicating with them. And it went on doing exorcisms. I don't like the word. It reminds me of Linda Blair and heads spinning around, so I don't do that, I promise. And I left social work. I left what I had done. Couldn't go back. But I take that with me into this profession. And I'm doing radio, and I do restaurant galleries and parties, and I consult. I'm an author of David's Guidance, A Book of Light. I co-created Carry Me Crystals, which is an oracle card deck and a chakra clearing book. And I co-authored The Chakra Journey. I'm one of, I think, 15 authors that put that book together. I have another one that's in the works and that has to be edited and published. I sing. I'm on SoundCloud. I've written songs and recorded scratch demos. One day I will have a CD out. And I think that's it for now. So I do radio because I feel that it's the best way to have many people learn and awaken. So it's not just a one-on-one private session, which is what I do professionally. I do phone and Skype sessions for folks who are not local to central New Jersey. Folks can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com for more info. So I love doing this with you, Michelle, because it's no faster and more effective a way of getting the word out that we are not forsaken and this is not a hell planet. That we can create a wonderful new earth, a Nirvana-esque reality as a collective. and individually.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Joni. So
sure.
Here's the deal, everyone. You press *2, and I will see that your hand is raised. I'll say the last four digits of your phone number, so pay attention. And I know some of us don't know our own phone number because who calls yourself, right? But just think of your phone number, and I'm going to see your hand raised. So if you would like, okay, here we go. So the first one, let's see, last four digits of your phone number are 7472 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you two doing?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
How can I help?
I've never been on this show before.
You've been on others, honey pie.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on this one, though. I think it's my first time tuning in to this one.
Wonderful. How can I assist?
I would just love a general reading today.
Okay. And for those listeners who don't know what a general reading is, that's where I go in. The divine ones of the highest of Christ-like consciousness know who Jackie is and that they're going to offer her information, whatever's for her highest good. So I'm going to go in and see what they say. You're allowed to toot your own horn. You're allowed to give yourself credit for what you're doing. You're minimizing your success. You're allowed to move forward with more gusto, but with a little bit more bravado. You've been keeping a lower profile, and you could show yourself more. You're being quite tame now. Are you concerned that if you are a little bit more out there publicly or with more gusto, that people might view you as dishonest?
I think I don't want to appear super salesy.
Mm-hmm. And with that, like a super salesman could be the crooked salesman, the dishonest salesman. There's something in there about if I am promoting myself more in that case, if I'm more out there, people might think I'm dishonest. They might equate me with a salesman, a crooked salesman.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
They're saying you're okay, you can do this, you are genuine. Honesty, they say, like, shows itself in you, that you represent honesty and that people would be able to discern that. You're transparent and authentic. So you can turn on the switch and you can be more bold. How does that feel to you? Where they're giving you that green light?
Nerve-wracking.
What is the fear? I know you said it, but just again, or if there's more to pull from that.
I think it's putting myself out there to be judged in a way that might make me really uncomfortable. I'm very afraid of being judged.
Okay, I'm going to go in because that's, as we know, that's a fear. And I'm going to see if there's karma here, if there are other lifetimes that are triggers. Mm-hmm. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I'll get one.
Yeah, so we'll follow you to wherever your water station is. So you, in another lifetime, you lived in a polluted area and you made a stink about it, no pun intended. And you were heard. It was national. It became a sensation and you were heard on national TV about a polluted area. There was either an epidemic, some type of pollution. It feels more like pollution. Could have been sewage. And you were heard. I do not feel that your words were negated. That's how you were just very known publicly. And it doesn't feel comfortable to me. The notoriety that you received as a result of your going public made you feel very uncomfortable. I see you squirming. Have a sip of water. they're working on you. And for those new listeners, people that don't know about the water sipping, once the other side is saying sip water, they're already working on you. It's to help flush negative energies through the physical body. You go to your passing that lifetime feeling very uncomfortable. I made a mess. And it's interesting because there's this metaphor about pollution, right? A mess, sewage, and by your, you were heard. And it was, it feels like a disaster zone of sorts. Did they clean it up? A little bit. So you got a little bit accomplished, but your name was heard. You felt very uncomfortable, and you have karma towards self. You blame yourself. You blame a few others, the press. You don't like the way certain things were phrased. Let's get rid of karma. Of course, we'll take that lifetime and any others across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where there is fear around being heard, being misrepresented, making a mess, twisting my words, pollution, dishonesty, pitches, anything that would corrode one's reputation. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you go. There's a lot of unraveling of energy, which is very good. A lot of twined energy. And it was sucking the life out of you, honey. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. There you go. Thank God for these life lessons. Have another sip. So over the course of the next month, you're going to start to feel lighter and you're going to start taking risks. Challenges will come on your path. People will ask you questions. Some of the questions about what you do will be complicated and you will be able to answer them. You won't have as much hesitation or reservation regarding getting in the middle of things, out there. I see more determination. And you might take a plane somewhere. You might take a flight somewhere and explore a new place. I don't think it's a new place to live. It's to join a crowd. It's to be with a bunch of people who are having fun. And that you'll need will be a present to yourself. So with everything that they said, you might want to write on a piece of paper, either I am able, that's a very powerful affirmation, high frequency, I am able. And that encompasses everything, I am able. Cool. You could put that in your pocketbook, you could put it by your night table, a post-it on your bathroom mirror, piece of paper with that on your kitchen counter, and that should suffice. That'll bring it on home. And I hope
that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
I'll keep you posted.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I just want to remind everyone that when you call in for your gift of reading and healing from Joni, that what you're asking for guidance, the answers you get, it helps all of us. Everyone who's listening, it somehow is helping all of us, and you all are benefiting from whoever is courageous enough to stand up and ask for a healing. So we're all connected. Don't forget that. So when you're asking for yourself, you're asking for others as well. We're all learning from this. Okay, so the next person with their hand up is from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, last four digits. I can't see the number. Jensen, last name Jensen. So you were on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
How can you assist?
A couple weeks ago, one of your shows was canceled, and I was on your February 12th show about my father. And when we missed that date, I was texting my sister, and my phone took off and started typing by itself.
Oh.
And it said, Dad, 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 Dad. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like I wanted to channel my father that day, and it didn't happen, and he sent us a message.
Wow.
I would like to channel my father because I think he's trying to tell me something.
So you'd like to channel him yourself?
I'd like you to channel him, I guess.
I misunderstood. You'd like me to channel what he would have to say to you now?
Yes, yes. I feel like he's been trying to reach out to us since he passed away.
Let's see. You've put the brakes on things to rest, and it's time for you to start thinking about what you'd like to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I'm going to keep going. Do you feel that you're living in like a militarized setting, like that you have to do things and that it's very rigid? Like, are you doing things by the book? I see military time. I see rule books.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
are you
I have
on
a way
guard?
I think.
Are you feeling like you're not safe? Because he's saying that you can, like, wrap yourself in a blanket and feel held, that you are okay, that nothing bad is going to happen. Because it feels like you're moving forward in, like, a jerky type of way, like taking steps very, very cautiously with fear. And he wants you to know that you're okay, and he protects you. But you need to get in touch with what you're afraid of. There are some things that have come up and that you're wary, and you need to examine the reality of them and whether these things really are, in fact, happening, whether you might be imagining them, whether the fears that you have are founded.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Maybe so.
Okay. So that's something that you need to take a look at. He's guiding you. He's protecting you. And he's also saying you're not lost. You're not a lost soul. There are many people that understand you and that you have created a dome around yourself. You've wanted to be either left alone or feel like you're unique. And you are, yet you can open up. You can be around more people. You can start to interact with more people and feel more comfortable around them. Take your time and know that, you know, it's been difficult. It's been very challenging for you, but now you could take time out and ease your way back into society. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So don't do anything that's hasty. Don't throw yourself back in. Ease yourself back in. It's kind of like if you've been in a room with a closed door, you can now open the door. You don't have to go through it. Just open the door now and see what that's like and take time with that and then move forward and then go over to the door and see what's on the other side. And then when you're ready, you take the step out and go around the corner. And ultimately, you move out of the situation that you're in, and you'll find yourself in new surroundings, and it feels comfortable to me. I feel very comfortable with where you're going. It's having that head on your shoulders, knowing that you're okay. Ask yourself what is imagined and what is real, and know the difference between both. And he holds you and cherishes you and blesses you. And he wants you to know that all is well. He's fine. He says, I don't know if this is a religious connotation, like he sees or feels the glory of God. He is with that. And that he feels very comfortable, feels very light. And that the area where he is very spacious. I don't know if he was in tight quarters before, but he says, I have a lot of room. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does. He's doing wonderful things. He talks with a lot of people. It almost feels like he's a police officer in a certain way. He takes care of the kids, makes sure that they're okay. He likes to do right by other people. Like I see him helping people cross the street. He keeps time of what he does, although it's ironic. There is no such thing as time on the other side, but it's like keeping track.
That's ironic because in the end, when he was passing away or in the hospital and sick, he was always looking at the time, and he always wore a watch. He always looked at the time.
There you go. There you go. There's the irony. He likes his watches. He likes the clock part. He likes it a lot. So he's keeping track, and he just doesn't want you to ever get dull. Stay vibrant and be part of the group. Try and get yourself in the group and in the mix. Try not to be alone so much. Be around other people. And I hope this assisted. I'm glad you called back.
Absolutely. All right, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy this, and I hope that you get messages and signs from him as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Okay, everyone, we're on a roll here. Let's see. All right, so remember, you want to press *2 to raise your hand if you'd like Joni's help and guidance. And as we're waiting for people to muster up their questions and courage, remember, press *2 to raise your hand. Joni, what's been going on with you lately?
I have been doing many festivals.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I was in three different parts of New Jersey 3 weekends in a row. And that was really a new experience for me. I drove to places I had never been to. I used to have a fear of driving away from where I knew. And I got over that fear by tapping, that emotional freedom technique.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, where you tap the different parts of your body and you're unlocking the blocked meridian energy. And I got over my fear a bunch of years ago of going through the toll plazas, the New Jersey Turnpike, and the Garden State Parkway. But I still had difficulty going further and further away from home, and I got it. I went to parts of Jersey I never thought that I would ever see. I still am astounded. And I met so many interesting and wonderful people, and I just enjoyed myself tremendously. And I was on the Drew University campus, that's in Madison, New Jersey. I did a 4-hour event on a Friday several weeks ago for the students where I did readings for them. And that was just such a thrill. And I finished up my second year on the Drew University radio station, coming on campus once a month to do readings and interviews with the students. The show is called The White Light. You could find that on SoundCloud. And I've just been having a grand old time.
Awesome. Listen, we have someone who put in a question on the Q&A.
Sure,
MJ.
Sure.
And she, I'm not sure, MJ, if you go into the chat section, it's a little bit easier, but MJ says, I'm a bit lost as to where to go and what to do. So I don't know if MJ is talking about her life or if she's talking about navigating the show.
Oh. Do you also know who it is?
I don't.
Oh, okay, so, because I'm wondering if it's a woman or a man. So if they could...
I'm pretty sure it's a woman. Yeah. So Mary Jane.
Okay, so it's a woman. And could you ask her to type in, is it about how to raise your hand? Or is it a question for me directly from there?
Yeah, so she's listening. She should be listening if she's typing in. So we're asking that question right now. Hopefully, Let's see.
Now, someone just came on. Did they come on to the show, or did they just raise their hand? I just heard a bing.
Yeah, someone just came on, so I don't know. So whoever just came on, and if MJ, that's you, you want to press *2 to raise your hand, and then I'll be able to see it, and then I'll unmute you. Everyone's muted until, you know, I call on you and I let you be heard. So, but I can't call on you unless you press *2 to raise your hand. And anyone else, as we're waiting, if you have a question or would like to receive some guidance, because we have about 10 people hanging out here. Okay, here we go. Conway 9294, you are on the air. I've just unmuted you. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you.
What is your name and how can I assist?
My name is Mary Jane.
Hi, we got you live. Good, good.
Thank you. I have a question. I feel a bit lost as to, I have a part-time job that I just love, but I'm sort of finding my way through it. It's a passion of mine, and I'm being led, in a sense, in one direction, but it's a little fearful. I'm a little fearful.
And this is a part-time job that you've had for how long?
Oh, I've been doing this for years.
But it's starting to take a direction that's going, that's new and not what you're liking.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not being clear. I was doing a part of it, and I was actually selling my services. That doesn't sound very good, but I was telling my
I know what you mean, honey. And you dialed the right radio show. Go ahead.
So I was being paid for services, but now I have, I'm sort of interested in bringing some of the ugly part of horses to light. What I mean by ugly part of horses is the ugly side of ownership or slaughter or neglect or abuse.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
like
so now it's time to go deeper down the rabbit hole to educate your peeps?
Yes.
And so you know that it's like time and you're not looking forward to it?
I'm just not sure that that's where I should go, and I don't know why I'm thinking that way, but I feel like I'm being pulled a little bit in that direction. I know that I have to prepare myself mentally and physically for it.
But basically you're seeing the signs that it's time to educate people about the horses.
Yeah.
And the question is whether you, in fact, are to then take that step and go in that direction?
Yes. I'm sorry I'm not clear. Yes.
It's okay.
You.
Okay. So I'm going to go in and see. You have a glass of water?
I do.
Have a sip.
All right.
So there's another lifetime, and you were penned. You were an animal in a cage. You were a terrier. You were a dog. Do you have dogs?
I have two dogs.
Do you have a terrier?
I don't, but I have a chihuahua. A chihuahua.
Okay, and I don't know what that is, but that's okay, and it doesn't matter. You were penned, you were caged. We will say this is not abuse. I feel more neglect. I feel an ignore that the master, the owner, was not giving you the attention that you needed. You were left. In this lifetime, do you feel that there are people that are not giving you enough attention? It's a slighting of you. It's not you're invisible.
Yes.
You don't want to be in the main stage, but there's a turning a little bit to the side and giving you less importance and the necessary comfort and reassurance that we all need.
Yeah. I'll agree to that.
This is terrier karma, honey. The reason why I go there, this is the block regarding your moving forward, why you're in this, why you feel penned right now. As a result of being the terrier, and yes, folks, animals can incur karma. There are other healers, psychics, that would negate that. They would say it's not possible. They're higher consciousnesses than humans. It's not possible. Well, in the paradigm within which I work with star beings and incarnated angels who incur karma. I believe when you come down here and the veil is put over us, anything is possible if there's unforgiveness. So you incurred karma. You blame people. Coming from the animal perspective, the animal kingdom, you blame people, you incurred karma with others, and that in this lifetime you are receiving some of this edginess and a bit of neglect because you generalized it to humans. Let's get rid of the karma. And also the being penned, you are also identifying with animals that have been abused and neglected as well, having come from that place as a terrier. So let's get rid of karma across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where there's an inhibition, there's a lack of strength, there's a knowing, a deep, deep knowing, but you're not moving forward. The fruits of your labor, just between the knowing and the acting upon and then seeing results, nothing's connecting. And where there's the anger towards other and the sweeping generalization about humans being abominable and threats to all souls, that humans hurt all souls and hurt all living things. A big sweeping blanket generalization. And anything that was not mentioned that would lead this soul to be blocked from moving forward, from growing as a soul, from accomplishing her goals and fulfilling her soul contracts. And we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. There you are. Look at you. And you're delighting in it, they say. You are really very festive right now. Have another sip of water.
Okay.
You're very much delighting in this. That's what they say. You're high off of what you're doing now. Forgive everyone and everything. There's joy. Do you feel like there's a lump in your throat, like you want to cry, or is your heart in the center of your chest feeling warm?
My heart feels heavy, and prior to what you were just saying, I did feel like I wanted to cry when you said I had been tense, because I don't like being tied down to anything.
This is being released. Let's do a little bit more. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. That's working. Thank God for these life lessons. There's fear in here. I'm just going to take out negative energies. There are energies in here that I'm not liking, so we just find them on, in, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated. Across time and space, forwards and backwards. Within the next hour, what's this? Your Eastern Standard, so about by 7:30. By about 7:30. Feel like you might get hungry. You might get a little sad. You might feel cold. You might want to bundle up. And then you go to sleep. You could go to sleep by 9. This could possibly wear you out. Big release. Wonderful. Wonderful release. Now I'm going to get practical. Now I'm going to get to your question from here moving forward. Let's see about this. In time, not yet. It's not time yet. They say you're not ready. There's emotionality that's attached to it, and you wouldn't be thinking clearly.
Right.
About a year, I see you're getting your ducks in a row, how you want to do this. I feel like you write an article. Would that make sense?
It could, yes, yes.
I feel like you write a piece and you submit it. I don't know if this is the Humane Society. I'm not sure, but you are putting something together, and you're quoting. I think you have references. I think you also might be making a guide. I feel like you might be putting together a guide, and it's in a manuscript form, and you submit it, and you could publish this. It's within the equestrian community. It's equestrian is the horse riding. What is it where it's the horses?
Equine.
Yeah. Not equestrian.
Yeah.
Equine community. I needed to get out my Scrabble dictionary in my head, honey. Equine. There we go. Not yet. I believe there are emotions that are stirred there. There are emotions there. And that if you did this now, I don't feel that you would be clear. You would come across, there's no judgment when we say this, as a fanatic. There would be some extreme terms you might use, whereas if you settled and there was more work done on the emotionality of this, I see that the energy would settle, you'd be more clear. Now, they're not saying that you wouldn't be ever emotional again, and they're not saying that the piece that you write and the way you present this information is without emotion. It's the personal work that you need to do to have that be lifted for you to work through this before the information that you disseminate is released. First things first. You'll know exactly when.
Makes perfect
but I
sense.
Do see you presenting this, and it's met well, and people, certain things they don't understand, how could it be? But you've supported it. You've documented. You've backed up your positions, and then people begin to realize what's going on. A lot of people aren't aware. You know that, right?
I do know that. Yes.
You know that. People do not know. So you just present it. It's not for shock value. I don't see it just, and then this, and then we've got this, and by the way, and then there's this. Did you know this? And there's sadness that comes out of it. People will have a lot of realizations, and then they make decisions accordingly, which is a better type of riding school, how to know if a horse has been mistreated, signs to look for, et cetera, et cetera. And you're on a great path regarding the people slighting you. I see that you will be more visible. I feel like you will have more of an upper hand in things because you released the karma, generalizing that all people are heavy-handed and cruel. I feel that you will have more opportunities, that you no longer are damning everyone, damning humanity. And that's huge.
That is huge.
It's huge. This is everyone. This is every person that you know. You damned everyone. This is not judgment. We've done these things. We make sweeping generalizations. And then if they're loud enough, strong enough, and we believe it, they could create an imprint across all time and space, and that it affects all of our incarnations. And this one, and then the other incarnations bleed through and affect this one, so it's a real heavy burden. You could find yourself really locked in about something you've said in another lifetime that strongly. They always say, be careful what you wish for, never say never, and really there's power in words. So they support you. You could ask your guides to show, you know, to offer info to you, you know, be very clear and ask for assistance and miracles.
Okay.
And I hope this assisted.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
I'm glad you showed up in this lifetime to bring that information to us.
I'm glad you showed up in this lifetime.
Oh, honey pie. That means a lot to me. Thank you very
much.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So we have we had a Stephanie from Allentown on the Q&A, and she typed in star two. So, Stephanie, if we haven't already called on you, if you call on your phone, 425-440-5010, it will request a PIN code or a guest code, 849-102, and then you press pound. So if you'd like to ask a question through the Q&A, you can type your question in for Joni and try to be specific. Or you can go on the webcast, and usually a dial pad comes up, and once you connect, you can press it there. Or simply, I believe this is the most simple way, use your cell phone, and once you get in, press star 2 to raise your hand. So the number is 425-440-5010. It'll be required a guest PIN code, and that is 849-102, and then press pound. And then I will see you here, and you can press star 2 to raise your hand. So we have about 20 minutes left for those of you here on the call. If you would like to receive a reading, you want to press star 2 to raise your hand. You can submit a question through the Q&A, or it's easy in the chat, too. That's easier. All right. All right, so we have last four digits is 1734. I'm going to unmute you from Fall River, Mass. 1734, you are on the air.
Somerset, Mass, over the bridge. Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi. What is your name?
Vicky.
Hi, how can I assist?
Loving your Facebook articles, doing a lot of reading, a lot of intake.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love writing.
I enjoy reading.
Are these the blogs from my website?
It's just what the Facebook articles, you know, from different people, from yourself, your own perspective.
Got you. I'm glad.
Joni, just one second.
When this roller coaster ride my end. No.
I'm just going to interrupt. I'm so sorry, Vicky. I'm going to interrupt just one second. I just want to say, Stephanie, thank you. I see your hand raised, so hang tight. So after Vicky is up, we will have Stephanie. I just want to acknowledge her here because she
absolutely
did as we asked, okay? Thank you.
Vicky,
go ahead, Vicky.
Acknowledging the bright, vivid dreams with the bright colors, dreams of people that have passed, waking up thinking they're still alive. That's how real the dreams have been.
Mm-hmm.
Just possibly looking for a general reading.
Okay, I'm going in.
I got a gallon of water waiting.
You know. There we go. That's funny. That's funny. Let's see.
Oof.
Do you feel like you missed something? Do you feel like either everyone's going ahead and you were left behind?
No.
Or do you feel that there's something that you're just not getting? Because I see your head turning this way, that way. Where do I go? Which way do I turn? But I feel like you're either lost or you've missed something, or people have missed you, or you've been left behind. Other people get it. I don't. Why am I here? I don't know. Are you lost?
Maybe that would be one of my questions. What is my soul purpose?
Okay. Have you felt that you haven't fulfilled it, and that's why you're feeling maybe there's either not meaning in your life now or there never was?
No. I think I'm just trying to follow the drama and put the fires out sometimes and maybe taking in too much of other people's, being an empath, just absorbing too much from others, maybe?
So then the head going back and forth, you're probably picking up on so many things.
I think so.
Okay, so would you like to know how to control that better?
I walk away and pray.
Okay, well, there's a switch that we all have, and it's intention. And that if there's someone who's pulling on you, you can, in fact, you could turn your switch down so the energy that comes out from them to you does not go into you the way it might normally. You could put shields up if you want to, and you can have it be where they are sharing with you, but you're not receiving the negative. Doreen Virtue talked about putting pink light around yourself, so only the positive goes in and the negative reflects and bounces off. And
okay.
Then there is personal choice as to who we have in our life and who we will, in fact, attend to and which people we will let others attend to, because we can't save the world and we're not here to save others. We're here to save ourselves first. So that
correct.
Turning the head around, I'm thinking, which way did she go, or you're feeling lost? But if we're going in terms of the empath and the too much, you get to decide who you are going to care for after you've cared for yourself. And the empath, there are many that I meet, the empaths have difficulty not absorbing other people's issues. You could put out the intention that you could be there for someone, but it doesn't mean that you have to take on their negative energies.
Okay.
You can also...
I find letting it come in through the left hand, not getting stuck in my chest and swishing it out the right hand.
You
get
can do
here.
That. There are so many ways of doing this. Yes, you can do it that way. You could just have it be where it goes in you and through you and out to the light. But if you want to do it left hand up and around and out your right hand, that I've heard that also, you can do that as well. There are people who are so overwhelmed, they have things going on in their lives, that they choose to turn their empathic switch off. And you can. It doesn't mean that you're being a bad light worker or that you've failed. It means that you're being self-preserving and very realistic. Oxygen mask comes on you first, then the other. So if you have
correct.
Enough oxygen, then you could give someone the oxygen mask and do your thing, but we can always give ourselves a break.
If I'm not taken care of, I can't take care of any others.
No others, no codependence, no enabling, no collusion, no saving. It's being a witness, attending to, listening, supporting, counseling, guiding, directing, maybe tough love or firm set limits, etc. But if you ever feel that you're being an empath is getting dizzying, because I saw your head going back and forth, then you can say, hey, and you take a step back and you can retreat from it. It is a job. People don't realize that. It is a job, a light worker job, where people do come in and they transmute others' energies. So that is where a person has energies that are of a lower vibration. The empath shows up, and then there's a connection that's made between the two souls. And the soul who has a lower vibration is then imparting information. So it goes to the empath, and the empath is like a machine. And then they go gurgle, 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 and then they spit it out the other side.
Yep.
And those energies don't get laden in a home where it might be a lower energy home or a car or in the baby's crib. It goes through the empath, it gets sent back home. Sometimes people transmute it into the earth. Mother Earth will take it back. Sometimes people hug trees, touch trees, and the tree will take it down through the roots to Mother Earth. And other people send it home to the light, straight up, if you want to say, to another realm and out again.
Send
so
it
that,
up to those.
Pardon?
I'll send it up to those chemtrails they're spraying.
Fine. You can also possibly, with alchemy, you could change them.
Oh, that's what
anything
my
is
does.
Possible with intention.
So if you smile and send love to chemtrails, you can use alchemy and you can change the properties.
Okay.
Could you imagine if we did that as a collective?
Oh, my word.
So I hope that assisted. I don't think that you'll get a crook in your neck. I think I see you settling in. But I still feel there still might be something to consider after the show, just to consider if you feel that you might have been looked over, someone went past you and you were left behind, someone missed something about you, they didn't understand it, because I'm seeing you're going back and forth like they all got that, I'm back here, or they understood and I didn't, or I was left. So I don't know if that'll become apparent another time, but you might want to just put it on a shelf.
Okay, I will.
And enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm holding on for dear life.
As we all are.
I'm telling you, the dreams, and they're so vivid. And one night right before I fell asleep, I must have had 15 different people from probably my previous life flash before me. I know you said put paper and pencil by my night table, but I just don't remember much except all these people from the 30s or 40s or 20s or 18, wherever they were from.
Look at that. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You could get the pen
so
and
much.
Paper nearby, see?
I'm trying. No Starship rides lately, but I'm trying.
Okay.
Keep posting.
Definitely. I will. I promise.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you very much, Vicki.
Take care.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Okay. We have time for one more call, and Stephanie has been patiently waiting from Allentown. And you are on the air, Stephanie.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks
for waiting.
You're welcome.
What question do you have?
Okay. Well, my pappy had recently passed away, and the day that he passed away was the day that I found out I was pregnant. So
your grandfather, your grandpappy?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
It caused me to take his death a little bit harder, but then also kind of question my pregnancy as well, and I kind of wanted to channel him through you and everything.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And where are you in your pregnancy? What week or month?
I'm 32 weeks right now.
So you're due in, is it June?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going in.
Okay.
Oh, he's waiting for the labor pains. He's going to be watching. He's going to be right there, honey pie. He's sitting there. He's sitting there like sitting in a chair, and he's waiting like, you know, I say this, you know, when Lucy comes out, this is an I Love Lucy episode. She comes out and she's pregnant and she says to Ricky, it's time. You have to take a look at the clip because it's a hysterical scene. With Fred and Ethel going scrambling for the phone in the suitcase and calling the doctor, and she's left standing there. So she says it's time, and he's just waiting for you to go into labor. He cannot wait. He is so excited. I'm all excited. I'm feeling his excitement. He's just sitting there. He's like waiting. Now, mind you, he's not just sitting there, and he's not going to move until you give birth. But this is the image he gives me. He cannot wait until this baby arrives. He's very happy for you. There's a commotion. He's told a few other friends, and they also, every now and then, they'll say, so any word yet? And he goes, no, not yet. I'll let you know. This is a big hubbub for him. He's very excited. Yeah. So in terms of the meaning of his passing and your being pregnant and his not being part of, this is, when you're on the other side, when you're home, you have full perspective. There's peace. So there's no regret like, I should have waited long enough, or darn, I'm missing the show, or I screwed myself, or why'd she have to get pregnant later? She could have gotten pregnant sooner. It's none of that. It's you see everything in full perspective coming up from such a heart-centered place. So there's no regret on his part. It's a pure satisfaction for his life cycle and when he went. And there's pure satisfaction for how you created your movie when you got pregnant. There's no...
And it's weird you say that because I'm 22, so I'm a little bit younger than what normally they say, and that was one of my fears.
On the other side, there's full perspective. And also, the veil is lifted, so you remember that this is a school for learning. I call this Earth School. And we also pre-birth plan many of the things on our timeline. There are two. Do you read spiritual books?
Yes.
Yeah, pencil paper?
I do.
Okay. Two books, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift.
Okay.
Two books. They're both by Robert Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And they're about pre-birth planning. I think that you will grow as a soul after you read them. You'll find them fascinating and they'll assist you, where you'll understand that everything is wonderful. It's all, there's so much laid out beforehand, and then there's free will choice after we come into a body.
Okay.
And that the 22-year-old part of being pregnant, that's moot.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that get pregnant when they're very young, 14, 15. There are people that get pregnant when they're in their 40s, and we've heard the 50s. And who knows about the 60s? I don't know. You hear these stories. But there's no judgment when you're on the other side. It's not about the judge. It's none of that. There are no shoulds. Down here, there are the shoulds. Down here, we judge ourselves and others to learn then to have the opportunity not to judge. It's very human to judge. And then we have the opportunity to reconsider that and learn that all is well. And this is a Baskin-Robbins neighborhood. Many, many, many flavors. So, no. So, I believe I'll stand behind that channel. I didn't know how old you are. All right? And that was his channel coming in with delight. Delight. There is no judgment. Then you reveal your age. There is no, if you had said it, thank God, I'm glad you didn't say your age, because that might have, you could have been skeptical.
Yeah.
That's a pure channel, honey. This man thinks you're a doll. He thinks you're fantastic. He wants to hold you. He wants to kiss you. He just is blessing you. He just can't wait. He's going to, I see him with a rattle. I don't know what he's going to be doing with your baby, but watch your baby. Because I feel like the baby is going to be sensing him and knowing that there's an etheric soul around, that he's here. He might make a sound like
well.
A tinkling sound. You might listen either. I feel like you're going to hear a rattle. It's either a rattle sound or like a mobile that could be making a sound, but mobiles usually don't make sounds if there's no music, but there's like a, there's some type of a sound, a rustly, tinkly, or a rattle. He's going to be playing around with stuff. There could be a ball. The ball might roll a little bit and there's no one there. Just to let you know, Grandpappy's
there. He already does things like that, so I believe it.
There you go. So again, honey, validation. He's not judging you because of your age. That is he.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel very honored that you asked me. I do.
I feel very honored for you doing that because it means a lot. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Really, a big hug going your way. And also, by the way, I will be in Allentown at the Mum Festival in May.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of it.
I will be there. I'm not soliciting a reading in person from you, but if you happen to want to go, find me. Joni's White Light Healing, and then you could introduce yourself. I'll really hug you in person.
Absolutely, I will do that.
Wonderful. Just look up, Mum Holistic Festival, or, the Mum, I'm sure it's advertised in
right.
your local paper.
Right. Yes,
yeah, I'll be
is.
There Saturday and Sunday in May.
Okay.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. Have
All
a good
right,
delivery
thank
if
you
we don't meet.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All right.
You're welcome.
So much courage tonight. This has been awesome. Already we're just a little past 7, so it's time to sign off from Soul Luminous Radio. And lots of love and gratitude to you, Joni, and to all the callers
for having me
tonight and got to spread the love, ma'am, with all their questions and so much. So this was fantastic.
This was exciting.
Yeah. So everyone, thank you so much. A nod in gratitude to you and the Soul Universe. And thank you, Joni. And have a
You're
great
welcome.
Day.
And again, people can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com.
There you go. And I encourage you to go further with what you received tonight. Be aware of different things that come to you and how you're feeling. And any more questions, get curious. And I highly recommend getting a one-on-one reading because you thought this was powerful. Wait till you experience it. 100% for yourself in a more immersive atmosphere where you can spend some time really doing some Soul Universe adventure, getting in some answers with Joni's guidance. She's the bridge, man. She's the bridge.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Honey.
So,
right.
Yeah,
and also, where can people find you in the last few seconds?
Oh, always on Facebook. I have Michelle Rober or Soul Luminous is where all my podcasts are. So if you Google me, you'll find some of my all of my Facebook pages and Instagram. And soul-luminous.com. You can always find the latest Joni shows and whatever I'm doing for detox and personal training and coaching. So
Beautiful.
Thank you, Joni, very much.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, hugs and hope to see you next month. Bye.
Bye. Bye.